Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show. Today we are playing songs by famous rock and roll duos. Jim Seals and Dash Crofts are both from Texas and were members of some local bands. They were musically very talented and could play multiple instruments. Seals played guitar, sax, and violin, with Crofts on mandolin and guitar. They decided to move to Los Angeles and join the band The Champs, who had a hit song with Tequila. And I don't know if everyone remembers that great scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure when Pee-wee dances on the bar to Tequila. That's how some kids even know the song. In 1963, they formed a band called Glen Campbell. Yes, that Glen Campbell. So it's called Glen Campbell and the CGs. After the breakup of the band, they formed the Dawnbreakers, and that is where their belief in the Baha'i faith began. The Dawnbreakers decided to call it quits, so Seals and Crofts went off and formed a duo. The pair released a couple of albums that didn't do too well, but their second album, Summer Breeze, in 1962 on Warner Brothers, hit the charts and made it to number 7 and went gold. It has the title song as well as the other hit, Hummingbird. Their follow-up album, Diamond Girl, was also a big hit. It included the singles Diamond Girl and We May Never Pass This Way Again. The song Summer Breeze is a feel-good song about enjoying the simple pleasures of life.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on the Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
The band's popularity grew when they played at the California Jam in 1974, along with such different musical tastes like Black Sabbath, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Earth, Wind and Fire. And that was what was so cool in those days, the diversity of the bands you could see on the same stage on the same night. Bill Graham at the Fillmore East and the Fillmore West would put on shows like that, even in Chicago at the Kinetic Playground. One show I remember was The Who, Buddy Rich, and Joe Cocker on the same bill. Those were the days, my friend. One of the most highly proficient groups in rock history has to be Steely Dan. By the time they graduated high school, Donald Fagen taught himself jazz piano and Walter Becker learned bass and guitar. Both were enamored with jazz, Chicago blues, soul, Bob Dylan, and to some extent, British Invasion. Fagen and Becker met as students at Bard College in New York, and upon learning that each had a deep love for music, began to write songs together. Their first break in the show was as part of a backup band for the 1960s pop group Jay and the Americans. The pair learned a lot from Jay and the boys while on the road and in the studio. With the help of Kenny Vance, one of the Americans, Their song, I Mean to Shine, was recorded by Barbra Streisand on her 1971 release, Barbra Joan Streisand. In early 1972, they put together the first Steely Dan band with guitarist Denny Dias and Jeff Baxter, drummer Jim Hodder, and with Donald playing keyboards and Walter on bass. Their first album, Can't Buy a Thrill, did very well and had two hit songs, Do It Again and Reeling in the Years. Two more albums followed with the band lineup, Countdown to Ecstasy and Pretzel Logic. After the release of these albums, Fagen and Becker disbanded the group and became a studio duo. Going It Alone produced some of the best music of any era. They would use some of the best musicians for their music and had no problems doing take after take or even replacing musicians on a particular song. Their Asia album alone used about 40 musicians, which may have been a very difficult task for the arranger Tom Scott. Their song Black Cow from their 1977 Asia album featured such great artists as Larry Carlton on guitar and Chuck Rainey on bass, while Becker stepped aside on the song. There were no egos with Becker. He just wanted the song to sound better. That's why he let Larry Carlton play guitar. I think they did the right thing. Fagen never really explained what the song was about, saying it was only self-explanatory. But I do know the song takes place in the 50s, and a girl is sitting at a counter, and she was told, just sit back and drink in your big black cow. And what a black cow is, Coke and ice cream, and I never liked that. I thought it was terrible. But I like the song, so that's all that matters. Our next duo is Daryl Hall and John Oates, and that's how the guys want to be called, not Hall and Oates. Hall explained that the reason we've always insisted on our full names is because we consider ourselves to be two individual artists. We're not really a classic duo in that respect. Well, they're a duo today. I'm sorry. And you won't believe how they met. Listen to this one. They were both playing a gig in Philadelphia in 1967 with their own bands. And during the show, some gunfire rang out between two warring gangs. And actually, that's how Mark and I met. No, not really. Just kidding. But anyway, Hall and Oates. Oops, I mean Daryl Hall and John Oates. Well, anyway, they both ran into a service elevator. And while there, they discovered that they both attended Temple University right there in Philadelphia, and they both liked the same type of music. I kind of think, okay, so they ran away from gunfire, and so they started talking about music in the elevator as they were escaping. Okay, that's what they did. Well, anyway, they decided to hang out, become a duo or a band, and Hall and Oates, again, sorry, Daryl Hall and John Oates was born. They're still together, and they're on tour right now, actually, and they have sold more albums than any other duo group in history. Hall & Oates had their first top 10 hit with Sarah Smile in 1975, and that was followed by She's Gone. But in 1967, their song Rich Girl hit number one, and this song brought the duo superstardom.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Joining Hall & Oates on this song was the legendary bass player named Leland Sklar, and on drums was that Wrecking Crew and Derek and the Dominoes drummer Jim Gordon. And I highly suggest watching probably the best rock and roll show on TV. It's called Live from Daryl's House. Artists like Joe Walsh to Robbie Krieger of The Doors to Smokey Robinson stop by to sing and jam. It's a great show. It's must-watch TV. Before we talk about the next duo, I want our listeners to know that you are listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM and 24/7 on demand from anywhere in the world. Jim Messina has already gained much success by playing in Buffalo, Springfield, and Poco. And after leaving those bands, he started producing for Columbia Records. Messina was assigned to produce a young Kenny Loggins' first album. When the album was completed, Messina, who added background vocals and guitar, thought it would be a good idea to add his name to the title, which was already well known in the business, so it kind of made sense. Kenny Loggins with Jim Messina sitting in was the name of the album. The album was well received, especially on college radio, and now a new duo was born. Over the next 4 years, they produced five more original albums, plus one album of other artists' materials, and two live albums. They sold 16 million records and were the most successful duo of the early 70s, surpassed only later in the decade by the one, the only, Daryl Hall and John Oates band. See, I said that right this time. Not Hall & Oates, I said Daryl Hall and John Oates. From their 1972 album, Loggins and Messina, they had their biggest hit with Your Mama Don't Dance. But the tune I'm going to play is called Angry Eyes. It's an ambitious endeavor. It really showcased their talent. The album contains a long version going over 7 minutes, but we're going to play the single version, much, much shorter. But if you get a chance, please listen to the long version one day. You'll really enjoy it.
Cut me down with those angry eyes. You wanna believe that I am not the same as you, and I can't conceive, oh Lord, of what it is you're trying to do with those angry eyes. Well, I bet you wish you could cut me down with those angry eyes. What a shot you could be if you could shoot at me with those angry eyes. Down with those angry eyes. What a shot you could be if you could shoot at me with those angry eyes.
In 1976, the pair broke up. It was very amicable, so there was no big deal. And Kenny Loggins did very well for himself along the way. He had his first solo album called Celebrate Me Home in 1977, and he followed that with a 1978 album where he had a sing-along with Stevie Nicks. It's called Whenever I Call You Friend. And in 1982, he had another duet with a big star, Steve Perry of Journey, when they sang Don't Fight It. Jim Messina didn't fare as well as a solo artist, but he did release several albums. And he did have a reunion tour with Poco in 1989, and he had a couple reunion tours with Loggins and Messina in 05 and 09. He still works as a record producer and is the creator and facilitator of the Songwriters Performance Workshop, where he leads six-day intensive workshops for songwriters and singers. The songwriting team of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson wrote a song in 1966 titled Ain't No Mountain High. British singer Dusty Springfield wanted to record the song, but Ashford and Simpson held off because they wanted a Motown sound to it. The duo that was chosen to record it was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and they nailed it. In my opinion, one of the best records of all time. They did record the vocals separately because Terrell was so nervous and intimidated due to her lack of preparation for the recording. The duo recorded some other great songs for Motown, including Your Precious Love, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and You're All I Need to Get By. Sadly, Tammy Terrell developed a brain tumor and her career was cut short. Her early career, she sang backup for James Brown in his Review, followed by a series of shows with singer Jerry Butler, the Iceman, Chicago's own. At one of those shows, Berry Gordy was in the audience and was so impressed he signed her to Motown. She was only 20 years old. And then she had just a couple of R&B hits. Marvin Gaye became a force in the world with his What's Going On 1971 album, which is considered a classic and is always in the top 10 list of any albums. And as the story goes, Berry Gordy was against this album, but Gaye insisted. I guess Gaye was right. Anyway, their inspiring song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, can lift anyone's spirit. Please enjoy.
Listen, baby.
Baby, if you need me, call me, no matter where you are.
Well, I'm glad there's no video here because you would see me lip syncing that. And what a great song. I love it. A little bit more about Marvin Gaye. He was born and raised in the southwest section of Washington, D.C., which was a slum area at the time. And he had a very tough upbringing because of his abusive father. But singing in church and at the age of four, that was his savior. And with the encouragement of his mother, he kept on singing in glee clubs and doo-wop groups. His dedication and hard work at his craft garnered him many, many hits, and he inspired many young black artists by gaining a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and inductions into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Marvin Gaye. Next up are the real soul men, Sam and Dave. Tenor Sam Moore and baritone Dave Prater performed together for 20 years, beginning in 1961. They were so good, kind of like Muhammad Ali, that they had three nicknames, Double Dynamite, the Sultans of Sweat, and the Dynamic Duo. Both Sam and Dave had similar gospel singing backgrounds, but were also influenced by Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson. They met working the music gospel circuit in the early 1960s, but one time in Miami, they sang together in a club and were discovered by a record producer who signed them to Marlin Records. Later, they moved to Roulette Records, but none of their singles did very well. Their fortunes changed when they were loaned on to Stack Records out of Memphis, Tennessee in 1964. With the help from songwriter Steve Cropper and later writer-producer Isaac Hayes and Dave Porter, the hits became fast and furious. Here's where they created a style that was more energetic with a soul and gospel sound. They had 10 consecutive top 10 hits on Stack Records, like You Don't Know Like I Know, which was their first top 10 hit. In 1966, they had Hold On, I'm Coming, which was the number one song of 1966, according to Billboard, and Soul Man, which hit number one in 1967, and it won a Grammy for Best Performance by an R&B group. In 1968, they had another hit with I Thank You, which was covered by ZZ Top, by the way. And this was their last single released on Stax. So here is I Thank You by Sam and Dave. No, Sam and Dave, I want to thank you. They were very, very exciting and when they were a live stage act. They were known for sweating a lot. They would be dressed impeccably, wearing beautiful suits. They would dance, gyrate, and doing acrobatics while singing their soulful songs. They left it all on the stage. And once after performing with the legendary Otis Redding, Redding asked not to have Sam and Dave ever open for them again. He said it was too tough of an act to follow. Well, that's our show for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. It was famous duos from the rock and roll history. Please join Mark and me every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website, huntleyradio.com. Our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday to Today, is available on Amazon and at Val's Hala Records in Oak Park, Illinois. To view my classic rock photography, visit my website, jimsumariaphoto.com. You can also stop by Hey Nani in Arlington Heights to view my photo exhibit of 1970s classic rock artists. Mark and I are also on Facebook. You've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere in the world, including Memphis, Tennessee, Homo Stax Records, or Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for listening, everybody.